The Great Controversy Between Good and Evil. Chapter 14. The Lesson to be Learned. And what did it mean? Here was a demonstration, not simply to the few that might know of Job's case, nor to all those merely that should read of his experience, but before the whole universe, that God's power of love was sufficient to hold a man in his integrity. Though his possessions, his children, his all was gone, yet the love that God had to him, and the love that had sprung up in his heart to God, were sufficient to hold him, so that he said, "I will not give up my loyalty though I die." Job was working out before the universe how much power there was in the love of God. Many times we have experiences that we do not and cannot understand. Why this affliction? Why this loss? Why this trouble? Do you not see that Job was before the universe as a man that could be trusted to reveal the power of God's love to hold him firm in his confidence, demonstrating that there is a power in God's love sufficient to stand against trial? Did you ever wonder why it was that such a man as John the Baptist should end his life as he did? A great prophet, and yet he ended his life shut up in a prison. His head was cut off and his headless trunk buried by his disciples, and they went and told Jesus. What did that mean to Jesus? It meant to him and to all the onlooking universe, "There is a man faithful unto death. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." The pages of history are covered with examples such as this. The martyrs of all ages have testified to the power of God's love. And remember that martyrs may be found in very humble homes. It is not always in the noblest palaces that the most heroic deeds are done. God and his universe look on and see these witnesses to his love, see that they are not turned away from their integrity by the sophistries and machinations of Satan, but are faithful unto death.